I'd put you in the mirror. I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on.
overlap there. Look and Jive, the band. I mean, Old Jack the Band song, Look and Jive. I'm just going to cut this right off right here, because you are listening now to Radio Zeke. It's 11:04. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm Zeke Duckworthy, and I'm just going to dive right in here and play some Velvet Underground.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth, one more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regard. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping, and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. By with a lock of your hair, she said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Cohen, Famous Blue Raincoat, off the original Leonard Cohen record, Songs from a Room. This is Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You like the way I say Medford? No, I didn't think you did. That's why I say it that way. It is a snowy transitional to slushy late morning here in mid-January. Hello to you all, wherever you may be. You may be in California, down in Oklahoma, Austin, South Africa, Germany, possibly in what I've been recently told is the northwest of England, although it's not really north and west. I call it Northumberland, maybe, but They know better over there. We started with, off the original, I call it the Banana LP, the Velvet Underground LP, Velvet Underground with Nico, that song Femme Fatale, and Famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen. When I was a student many moons ago at the University of Michigan, I had a winter season where I had rented a small room, one might even call it a cell, and I was doing some writing. And I was dwelling with my then paramour, who has gone into different parts of the world, as these things tend to do. And the room had This is a very small room. I don't know why I'm drifting in this direction, but we used to listen to that Velvet Underground record and that Leonard Cohen record on and on, over and over and over. And so there's something about just the combined ethos that puts me back many, many years. Here's something from Joe Pug, who's going to have a new album. This is not off the new album. This is off of his Nation of Heat. It's called Speak Plainly, Diana.
Yes, there's mysteries in the basement, but there's comic books upstairs, and there's a wrecking ball in the front yard, but there's blueprints on the couch. Speak plainly to me, Diana. We'll build ourselves a house. And I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. Diana, and there's nobody to blame. Even daylight will surprise you, even dreams will end the same. So when there's too much to remember, and you remember me, speak plainly to me, Diana. We'll swim into the sea. He said, I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. Oh, riding around. Sound. And when there's too much to get rid of, and you get rid of me, speak plainly to me, Diana. There's nothing you must be. I said, I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. No, I don't mind riding around.
About anybody else in this world alone. You smile. baby, and I could see my life planned out ahead. You took my hand and it felt so good, and this is what you said. Baby, won't you be my man?
Ain't that the truth? We got old Eric Burdon and the Animals. Before that, we had Joe Pug. I'm getting positive comments from Metro West here about my song selection. Thank you very much, Newton. But I'm not going to play any Andy Pratt today. I might, though, but not today. What am I going to play? I got to play one of these.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
All right, let's jump right back to some Tift Merritt here from her first record. This one's called Broken.
Once
Sorely missed. Learning to Fly, Tom Petty, of course. Before that, Tift Merritt, who's also a great player right there. Her song, Broken. Let's do some Johnny Winter.
Here.
Crowd goes wild because it's Johnny Winter. Yes, indeed, Mr. Winter doing a Dylan song, Highway 61 Revisited Live, right there. And he's got the big finish. Let's try some of this stuff here.
People have three wives sometimes, four, they get
you go. A giant dog out of Austin, Texas. That's Sabrina Ellis with the powerful vocals there. But really, in my opinion, it's got to be the Bottom End by Dan Blanchard, putting down the solid drums on that. Man, that guy's a nasty drummer, isn't he? Okay, from Austin to Boston, let's jump up here and do some local stuff.
All right, now, are you ready to get down? I said, are you ready for some rock and roll? Let's hear it from James Giles Band.
First, I look at the purse in which Peter Wolf goes wild. Why waste time looking at the waistline is what he's telling you. I'm not doing any of that commentary, am I? Here's some Edwin Starr.
Ah! Yeah! absolutely
never
sell again, y'all.
What?
Look out.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
never.
Listen to me.
Up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelite,
sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, me Israelite.
She said I was yours to receive.
Oh, the Israelite.
Shut them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After a storm there must be a call. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Thank you.
Desmond Dekker right there, the Israelites. This all goes back to 1967, 68. The era of Woodstock. And before that, we had, of course, Edwin Starr doing his great song, not written by him. Temptations Turned That Down, a song called War. It was in heavy rotation that summer. We got 7 minutes left, and four of them are going to this particular cut by Roxy Music right here. You've been listening to Zeke Duckworthy on Radio Zeke, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Beautiful sounds of